At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, over the years, Lee, the New York Times actually done a really good job documenting the mass murder of farmers in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And the brutality of it. In fact, the first time I ever read about it was in the New York Times, which was years ago. And they like to do these murders when they do them. And mobs will go in, sometimes tied to local governments, sometimes not. They'll take your land and they will butcher the people with axes. 4,000 farmers and their families. And I'm talking not just the farmers, but also their children, their wives, murdered this way since 1994. That we know of. That's probably a low estimate. And they take the land. Again, well-documented in the New York Times archives. They should check them sometimes. But right now, they need a different set of facts because they want to paint Trump as some sort of racist. Well, Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, was out yesterday talking about the left's horror that Trump would extend refugee benefits to these people. I don't know why. They're in danger of being killed in a country that is increasingly falling into lawlessness. So she spelled it out yesterday. And the media's take on this is, well, it's because they're white. No. No, it's not. This is and she's spinning this the right way. This is a restoration of the promise of what the integrity of what the refugee program is supposed to be. It is only for people who are in danger of being killed by their government or killed in some way in their country. That is the only people who are ever supposed to get it. And that is why all of the people that Biden let in, over 90% of them, don't get the status when they finally have their hearing. It sucks if you've had a natural disaster. It sucks if your country is poor and gang-ridden. Those things do not qualify you for refugee status. Your government has to be trying to kill you, or you have to have a significant fear for your own physical safety. That's it. Those are the only ways you could get. Congress could change it if the Democrats don't like it. Here's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem explaining this.
What President Trump is doing is adding integrity back into our immigration programs and our refugee programs, making sure that individuals that get the chance to come to America, be a part of opportunity and freedom and liberty, are actually people who are being persecuted by their government at home, that are having acts of violence perpetuated by them. These South African families had their land taken from them. The South African government was committing and perpetuating and facilitating acts of violence against them and their families. And they have found a place in the United States of America where they can sleep peacefully at night. This is exactly what President Trump said he would do during the campaign and committed to the American people, is that he would put integrity back into this country. He would follow the rule of law and make sure that he followed the refugee program just like Congress dictated it should operate.
Well, some of these members of Congress.
Yeah, this was always how it was intended to be used. And so isn't it ironically that the one legitimate use of it and Democrats go wild?
Well, of course, because anything that Donald Trump tries to do is going to be wrong in their eyes. That's their plan right now anyway. But
Meanwhile, it's okay, though, to open our borders to whoever shows up and let them live in America for 7 to 10 years till they finally have their hearing to find out if they qualify to be refugees. But if we move people who've already had their farms taken and are in danger of being killed with an axe by a maniacal crowd, we take them. Now, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And you know what the difference is here? This is the greatest irony of all. This is legal. All the paperwork is done. This is legal immigration. And they go nuts.
So there was due process.
Yes. The one thing Trump does immigration-wise that enrages them is follow the law. These are not illegal immigrants. That's the irony. The people they want to keep are. And we're told Trump is a racist by extending this immigration benefit to them when they are clearly qualified for it. Don't believe me? Read the archives of the New York Times. They find the children cut into pieces. That is how bad that is. In South Africa, and South Africa is degenerating by the day. It's that place, I mean, I don't even think they're going to have a tourism industry at the rate they're going. It is a very dangerous place. Once you lose your land and you don't have somewhere surrounded by walls to live, you are in danger for your life. That's how crazy that country is. But we're supposed to pretend it's not so. Meanwhile, while the Democrats accuse Trump of all kinds of terrible things for bringing people here the correct and lawful way, Pete Buttigieg is out there standing up for the kind of immigrants they love, human traffickers who are wanted by Interpol because they're gang members, like St. Kilmer, Abrigo Garcia. They're trying so hard. He was on the campaign trail defending St. Kilmer again yesterday.
They're saying like, oh, well, this guy, you know, he's a criminal. The whole point is that no one person, least of all, no one politician gets to decide that you're a criminal. Who decides? We have a process. We have laws. That's what due process is. You're not a criminal because the head of the government of the country you live in says you're a criminal.
So he's good, though. Come here illegally, spend your time transporting illegal immigrants, have an Interpol wanted notice be on the lookout for you. You're good, though. It's all good. But God forbid you follow the law, come here the right way, and be legitimately a refugee whose government's trying to kill you or the people in your country are, and that's a problem. This is Democrats today. This is where they are. Meanwhile, I am fascinated by this on the left because of what it represents. Jake Tapper is out there with his new book, Original Sin.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, this is funny. And this entire book is a blame game, basically saying that the Democrat Party confused the White House, the liberal White House press corps, because there were no conservatives in the press corps you weren't allowed to have, except Peter Ducey. You weren't allowed to have those. And they were all lied to, victimized, and confused by the Democrat Party. They had no idea Joe Biden had dementia, yet they saw him every day. Lee, you and I knew Joe Biden had dementia.
Oh, good grief, yes. We talked about it during the campaign.
Yes.
When he was campaigning for president.
From the basement, because he had dementia.
We talked about it when he was vice president, for crying out loud, during the Obama administration.
So, but this is kind of deep. This is a very real crisis on their side. I didn't realize how real it was until my brother came over after he's very liberal, and came over after the debate. And he was shell-shocked. Absolutely shocked. And my kids know, Lee, they're not allowed to talk politics with my brother. Not allowed. Cannot. Nope. Can't say anything. Unless he brings it up. But then they have to be very careful, right? So they'll look at us like, can we respond? My brother was sitting there. And because we love him. We want him to come back. He brought it up. And he's like, oh, I couldn't believe Joe Biden at the debate. Like, he really is, you know, degenerated. He was shocked. Because the media told him it wasn't so. And the kids are like, they're like making eyes at each other. They're looking at each other, eyes as big as saucers. Like, you didn't know? Like, we saw it on TikTok. You didn't know? That's how insulated, isolated their media is and how warped your brain gets from watching it. Like, how could you not know? And I just very gently said, well, you know, honestly, watching that debate, that was not one of Joe Biden's worst days. And I was like, you know, you want me to show you some of those? Because, I mean, I got them on my Twitter feed. I didn't think that debate, like, in terms of dementia and Joe, that was probably like a 6.5 to 7 day. I mean, he had some full-on 10 days.
Yeah.
They didn't know. And now the mainstream media is in crisis. And they are. They're panicked because there's people like my brother who cannot conceive of the idea that the mainstream media would lie to them. They cannot believe it. They will not see it. And if you look at liberalism, in modern liberalism today, what is it? It is based on the idea that if you join and you're one of them, you are the smartest person in the room. You are the most informed. They never lie. They're the only ones who are in possession of the truth. This shatters that. And that's why they're, I think, spending so much time on it. They're trying to recover their credibility, ironically, by lying and saying they didn't know. Leo, we didn't know. Oh, the Democrat Party deceived us. The leaders deceived us.
I just think it's hilarious that Tapper, the very one who would sit in the White House press corps and say everything that the Trump administration during his first administration, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying, but then couldn't figure out that the Democrat Biden White House was lying to him.
He knew.
Of course he knew.
No, he's just profiting off a whole new set of lies.
All these people knew. I'm sorry. For any Democrat in office, and for most of them who claim to be Democrats, who want to claim that they didn't know how bad Biden was, you're lying to me when you tell me that, because you knew. You absolutely knew. You were not that that far from reality where you did not know this. You just didn't want to admit it to anybody, even yourself.
Well, this whole thing is another cover-up because they've got to convince their sheeple that they didn't know. They didn't cover it up.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Henry McMaster, our erstwhile governor, is pretending that he has not received hundreds of your phone calls asking him to please do what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida, partnered with Trump. Trump has deputized his state officers, so Highway Patrol, wildlife officers, everybody who's a state officer, as well as multiple sheriffs and police departments as federal immigration agents. Now they're removing illegals. Can't do that right now in South Carolina, because if you're not deputized, if you're not federal, you don't have jurisdiction. Very easy. We can fix that right now. Henry McMaster is pretending you haven't called him hundreds of times. You have. I've got your requests for his phone number. And I told the governor, I said, listen, the problem here is because illegals can't operate in Florida anymore. They can't even drive a car. Folks, in Florida now, you get pulled over. Just pulled over. Odds are you go right to ICE because they can deport you now. It's fantastic. DeSantis, at the moment, he's already done that. He did that in February. He is getting his National Guard, attorneys in the National Guard deputized as judges so they can act as immigration judges too. Bam, out the door. Bye-bye. Henry's playing golf and doing ribbon cuttings and pretending you haven't called. And that's a damn shame. It's a damn shame for this poor woman who was murdered in Lancaster County. And look, I said, Governor, they're going to flee up here because they can't operate in Florida anymore. What are you going to do? They're going to be killing us every week, and it's already beginning. I predicted it. Here we go. It's not going to be a twice a year thing. It's going to be every week. Every dang gang in the state's going to come here. And you go sit there, play golf, pretend it's not going on. Is that your plan, Governor? I'm going to call you out every week. This is your fault. I'm telling you, they wouldn't do this in Florida. And now we're finding out it's even worse than we thought. From the Rock Hill Herald, court hearing details evidence against suspects in innocent woman's killing. Three teenagers, illegal immigrants from Honduras, plotted with three men, also illegal immigrants from Honduras, to shoot an innocent South Carolina woman on May 2nd in a robbery. They were looking to shoot someone. Come on, folks. You know what this is. This is a gang initiation. Lawyers for two of the illegals said they were, coerced and threatened by a 21-year-old shooter who was the ringleader of the crime spree and raised questions about the involvement of the teens during the court hearing. They planned it. This wasn't a, hey, she looks good, let's rob her. They planned to shoot her. Come on, this is a gang initiation. The plan included robbing someone in a car, dumping it to hide the fingerprints. You hear? You listening, Governor? Police and prosecutors said in juvenile court right here in South Carolina on Tuesday, prosecutors want to try the three ages 13, 14, and 15 on murder charges as adults, along with three adults. Too late. She's dead. Larisha Sherelle Thompson didn't have to die, Governor. Didn't have to die. Meanwhile, in Florida, they're running out of criminals to catch. In other words, illegals with criminal backgrounds. So now they have to be happy with just running up whoever they find in traffic. You do that. You make it so they can't drive a car in Florida anymore. They cannot operate. They cannot work. They cannot do their little gang things. They cannot plot the next murder of a South Carolinian, and they will flee. It's so simple. I don't believe I have to explain this every day, but apparently I do. They're running joint task forces there. Here, I'll play this because I just love it. It makes me happy. We, folks, this is what Trump needs from these governors, okay? This is on the Florida Highway Patrol, and you're going to hear from a guy who said, we love it before. We could not round up illegals because we didn't have jurisdiction. Now we can.
Imagine being out there and being told, no, you're not allowed to participate or help in fighting illegal immigration. And now they've been empowered to do it.
So it's a brand new day for law enforcement in cracking down on illegal migrants. Now Fox News gets an exclusive ride-along with the Florida Highway Patrol troopers going on hot pursuit under very dangerous conditions.
Well, immigration enforcement on the road is a new power for the state of Florida. In a matter of seconds, we saw how a routine traffic stop had Highway Patrol jumping into action.
We got one runner to cross. Northbound, northbound.
A man ran from the Florida Highway Patrol after being pulled over for a traffic violation. When his legal status was questioned, he took off.
Come on out! Get out here right now! I see your hands! Come on out!
He was caught hiding in a nearby neighborhood shed. He was previously convicted for unlawful possession of a firearm and assaulting an officer, according to Border Patrol. For the first time, Florida troopers have the ability to question a person's immigration status on the side of the road. That wasn't always the case.
Every day, Florida Highway Patrol troopers would interact with people that were most likely here unlawfully, and there was nothing that we could do as state law enforcement officers.
Now, FHP is the only state agency in the nation trained and acting in partnership with federal immigration agents under what is known as the 287G agreement. And Fox News is the first to see it in action.
The van and trailer was originally pulled over for speeding, but Florida Highway Patrol officers say all 11 passengers are undocumented and now being detained.
Before the sun was even up, troopers had a total of 30 people in custody.
That's just here on a small stretch of highway in Hillsborough County, Tampa, Florida.
And although the operation could have...
You got to see this picture. This is from yesterday. I've never seen anything like this. They had to bring out basically a paddy wagon because at least two dozen people have been arrested. They were arrested in the villages. They started picking up construction landscaping crews. They're still in their fluorescent orange and yellow jackets. They went to work in, and they're in the back of the paddy wagon being hauled off. Yeah, deputized Florida officers. Fantastic. We could do it here. Hey. You want to call the governor again today? Why not? I just like it. It's just so much fun. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you already have. Let's keep it up. I know that from the request. Text keyword gov to the text line 800-905-0989. Ask him why he has not done this. like DeSantis did back in February. Let's keep asking him. So another woman doesn't have to die because a bunch of kids think it'd be cool to plot to kill her. Folks, you know that was a gang initiation. Why else would they do that? She was 40. She's dead now. You hear me, Governor? It's going to be another one next week. We're doing this again. There was a time when everybody smoked. And it was the most normal, natural thing in the world. Made sense to everybody. Yeah, for this generation of cigarette, they look at you like you're crazy. What? That'll kill you. Then put that away. Well, someday it'll be that way with things like fluoride and things like plastic. That time is coming. It's getting here faster and faster every day now that the truth about these things is getting out, particularly microplastics and how very dangerous that they are. Forever chemicals, hormone blockers. You want to wrap your kids' food in that? No, you don't. You can replace a lot of it in your house cheaply by just going and getting large-sized ball glass jars. They actually keep the food fresher, and they're less dangerous. And this is the beginning of the end of that. A day is coming where we'll look back and go, oh, my God, can you believe they used to keep food in plastic? I know, right? Yeah, they used to heat it up in plastic. I know, microwave. Dinners, they heated it up. Can you imagine? Class action lawsuit is accusing Ziploc of deception by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly. Yeah, just go ahead, throw it in the Ziploc, put it in the freezer, and have those fresh strawberries with a heaping helping of polyethylene and polypropylene. Because guess what? When you put the bags under extreme temperatures, either freezing or warm, you get microplastics. They cross the brain-blood barrier. They stay there, as do the forever chemicals. We know these things now. Class action lawsuits accusing Ziploc's parent company of misleading consumers by labeling its plastic bags as microwave safe and freezer friendly. Do not put them in the freezer unless you want a side of microplastics stuck pretty much forever in your body. The idea is that while these bags can be put in a freezer or microwave, they're not safe and the company knew it. Do you remember the tobacco trials? I remember not the trials themselves, but the fallout of it from when I was a kid. And it was just the shock of finding out that loss of American innocence that this whole time those tobacco companies had known how deadly that product was marketed anyway. That's where this is going. There's another one, by the way, being run right now out of Texas by the Attorney General, Republican Ken Paxton. Against folks who use fluoride, particularly in toothpaste. There's another class action lawsuit against the toothpaste makers because the dose on the toothpaste of fluoride is toxic for kids and has now been shown to reduce IQ. Never mind, cause neurological defects that basically manifest to look like ADHD. By the way, those lawsuits have all started, and the reason for that is because the FDA just finally published a study basically saying, acknowledging, yeah, fluoride is toxic, causes cancer. Does neurological damage, decreases IQ in children. Well, how much? Oh, you mean the amount being recommended for use by the toothpaste makers? Folks, you're going to, this is coming too. The toothpaste makers, you're going to watch them go belly up like the tobacco companies. There's going to be massive lawsuits, massive class action. And a time is coming in a few years as well when people will look, I don't know if it's going to be a decade, 5 years, seven, I don't know. People look back and go, oh my gosh, can you believe we used to brush our teeth with fluoride? I know. It'll be thought of as brushing your teeth with lead. Like, wow, I know. People used to do that. It's crazy. I know. And they were putting their food in plastic. Nuts, right? Why would anyone do that? It'll be the same as smoking is today. You're just seeing the beginning of it. And a lot of that's come in, been ushered in by Trump and RFK, just finally getting the recognition of these things. By the way... And getting it out of the water, too. In fact, the FDA just pulled approval for prescription fluoride treatments. They actually had those for children who live in areas without fluoridated water, as if you need to drink some more or something. So, interesting. I have been 7 months now fluoride-free. I don't have it in my toothpaste. And it's interesting because I went to the dentist not too long ago and I deliberately did not tell them that I did that. Like, I'm not using fluoride anymore. Haven't in a while. And just to see if they would notice anything or say something or You know, hey, your teeth are rotting out of your head. What's up with that? But I didn't get any of that. He didn't notice. So one of the mistakes I made in the beginning, I used a brand called Tom's. I don't mean to diss a brand on the air, but it did not work. If you start there looking for a fluoride-free toothpaste, you will end up with really bad breath by the end of week one. They have not figured the formula out. But there are several other brands on Amazon. They work great. So now I've got the kids on them. I feel like I wanted to try it myself first, make sure it was okay. And yeah, you can be just fine without fluoride. So all of this is getting ready to change. We're already having major manufacturers pledge to take the synthetic food dyes out. We're going to have a much healthier generation. You know what else is going to disappear? ADHD. Yeah, it's neurological damage from the fluoride, the dyes, and probably the forever chemicals. And again, we have over 10,000, this is incredible, 10,000 chemicals put in our food and drinks by the food and beverage industry that are banned. In Canada, they're banned in Europe, banned in most of the modern Western world, but not here. And, you know, it's funny because I had this, where did I have this article in here? It was about attention spans. And Tony Dale gave it to me with Common Sense Retirement Planning. I thought I was going to do it today with this segment. It was about modern attention spans and how, you know, YouTube video length went from like, you know, shorter. People can't watch. People can't, you know, why can't people pay attention? Because of all this stuff. Because it's in their food. But it's about to come out. The lawsuits are just starting, and folks, it's going to be wild. I mean, just like tobacco. And the stuff we're going to learn about what they knew when they put that stuff in there, but did it anyway, it's going to blow our minds. Anyway, all that's coming. They're looking for the kids, folks, all 300,000 of them, who Biden conveniently lost.
We have ended HHS as the role, as the vector, the principal vector in this country for child trafficking. And during the Biden administration, HHS became a collaborator in child trafficking and for sex and for slavery. And we have ended that, and we're very aggressively going out and trying to find these children, the 300,000 children that were lost by the Biden administration.
Meanwhile, constellation of liberal groups are suing to stop Trump from doing that. I am not making this up. This is insane. He has re-implemented the DNA testing, which means most of these people, which are just really cartel members who are sex trafficking these kids or selling them as slave labor, can't pick them up. Democrats are suing to stop that. Let that sink in. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Meanwhile, folks, we've been all over this. You listening, McDisaster? Our governor, hello? New announcement, within 60 days, the Trump administration will implement the Florida blueprint for state-level illegal alien roundups and operations. You want mass deportations? This is how it happens. This is very consequential as an interior enforcement method from local law enforcement has been non-existent for years. And again, folks, I've explained this in the past. What happened is the ACLU and the Democrats sued, claiming like local police, sheriffs, highway patrol, state highway patrol, they don't have the jurisdiction to pick up an illegal, ergo you have to let the future Democrat voter go. That's how the FBI was able to tell the Tennessee Highway Patrol, hey, listen, no, you got to let him go. He's a highly valuable Democrat voter. I mean, look at him. He's human trafficking 10 more illegals into the country. Wait, this is the kind of thing we need. Let him go. They didn't have a right to hold him. Well, in Florida, they do. And within 60 days, the Trump administration is announcing it will implement for anyone who wants to join. Hello, Governor McMaster, the Florida blueprint. That's where you Trump deputizes your law enforcement officers, and now they can pick up illegals. Before, they had to stand on the side of the road, call ICE. ICE is limited in the number of, you know, folks they have, and have ICE come out and pick them up. It would take hours. Now, no biggie. They just pick them up, and they take them to the ICE facility. They can hold them on federal charges because they're federal agents. ACLU and the Democrats haven't figured out a way around this. They're doing it in Florida. Now, Florida is about to go to phase two, where they use their state guard and national guard. Trump deputizes them as immigration judges. And so they begin doing the whole thing. This due process you hear so much of, yes, they do it. And then Ron DeSantis said, listen, you know, we do disaster relief all the time. I could set up 10,000 beds. Let me fly them out of the country. In other words, they never have to hit federal hands. But this is the only way we're going to do this. And I got to explain this to you. This is life or death for us. You know why? Democrats get power again in any significant number. The first thing they're going to do is amnesty with the goal of flipping red states blue. That's why these illegals got to leave the red state. They're going to, we have to, if they, should that scenario ever come to fruition, I'm not predicting it will, but should it, we have to have sanctuaries in this country that will still be America, that will not be one party state. And the only way to do that is to do this. It's not just about public safety. It's about moving them out of our state. So should that day ever come when amnesty hits, we will not suddenly wake up in a blue state. Because let me tell you what, South Carolina would. So for weeks now, Henry McMaster's been ignoring your calls to do this. Now Trump is calling on Republican governors all across the country to do it. And Democrats can too. They just won't because they're lawless. Within the next 60 days, this is Florida's public safety czar. Within the next 60 days, the techniques, methods will be standard. The standard our brother and sister states apply. Trump is taking it nationwide. Florida officers now can carry out deportation raids without federal officials present, which is massive. We haven't had that before. Folks, this is a massive force multiplier. This is the only way we're getting these illegals out. We do not have enough federal agents to do it. This is the answer, Governor McMaster. So I want to see your plan. Get ready. Let's do this here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.